Triple M.
At the movies.
Yes, and Shane A. Bassett, our movie expert, joins us. Morning, Shane A.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're both well.
Now, this is a really interesting one because this just shows, it really highlights what's happened in the movie industry in that there's a new Australian movie called Blackwater Abyss, which we'll get you to discuss with us in a second. And it is technically showing at the cinema, but Regent Cinemas here isn't open at the moment. So, I mean, it's really difficult to know with these new movie releases what's going to happen exactly, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, because I know that some cinemas are open around the country, but of course Albury is not. Now, Albury was set to reopen. We were almost ready to go with a whole lot of new films showing again and limited screenings, but it's been put back again. It won't be too much longer. But Blackwater Abyss, being an Australian film, thought it was worth chatting about.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's going to be available via streaming anyway, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be fast-tracked because of the situation. If you don't see it in the cinema, I think, I don't know the exact date, but I know it'll be about October, and you'll be able to stream it anyway. So it's worth chatting about and talking about because Jessica McNamee's in it, and she's one of my favourite actresses also.
Now, it's funny, Shane A, because I mentioned the premise to Lou earlier, and she used the word appalling. Now,
I'm gonna say it sounds appalling.
I'm going to play back a bit of the trailer because it's right up my alley. Just have a listen.
The cave's filling up.
The river must have burst its banks. They're going to be in the water whether we like it or not. And no one knows we're down here, right?
Does anyone have service?
It's only a short swim.
Oh, no, they're not alone. Uh-oh. Lou, Shane A, what's sharing the water with them?
Well, I can understand why you think that, Lou, because the premise is definitely one we've seen before and it's a certain kind of audience that is going to get the most out of this. What is sharing the water with these cave divers, Matt, well, it's one, but it's a very large crocodile. They're trapped because they're doing some extreme sports, going down cave diving, but then a storm front hits, starts filling up the cave with water, but also trapped down there is this crocodile that starts stalking them. And, it's not bad. You know, I mean, it's not entirely a scary film because you kind of
really?
Know what's happening. Well,
sounds awesome.
Sounds pretty scary.
Well, I love it.
It's to take our mind off what's happening in the world at the moment. Sounds
it's
amazing.
The creature feature. And you know, it's set up in North Queensland. The locations are pretty good. The effects aren't too bad. I mean, they're not top Hollywood budget. But yeah, exactly, Matt. They're all right.
Yeah.
And like I said, you got the caliber of Jessica McNamee in it. Amalie Golden is a young actress, is also very good. You know, the talent is there and you can see the effort that the filmmakers have put in.
Oh, and that's all we need, as well as a bloody big crocodile. Thanks very much, Shane A. Your movie expertise is always welcome. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
All the best, guys. Take it easy. Bye for now.